We're back from summer vacation. Everybody had a good time. We'll be telling vacation stories all week long at this time. And George demanded that he go first today.
I did not want to go first. I wanted you guys to go first.
To tell his summer vacation story. So you go today. Gordo goes tomorrow. I'll go Wednesday, since mine is the least interesting.
I don't know about that. You may find today's as the least interesting, but I think it's appropriate that I do go today, in that part of my vacation has to do with what I drove to work this morning, and you guys can see it here in just a matter of minutes.
All right. Scooter.
No.
Parasail.
No. We'll take time out of the transportation. I'll lead you to the point where we get to the transportation, okay?
Jetpack.
Not a jetpack.
Boy, that would be great.
Unicycle.
No, stop guessing. We'll get to transportation here in just a second. I'd love a jetpack. I didn't leave the country like you two dudes did, but I did...
I just had to get out, man.
I did head to my favorite place, and that is the beautiful Possum Kingdom.
They need to rename that lake.
Nah, it's
like so beautiful over there, and it's, you know... I don't know. I think the name is hurting its...
It's about tradition.
Hurting its romance.
Back in the days of trappers and stuff like that, the guys from out that way were known as the boys from Possum Kingdom, because there's so many possum and other things that they trap out
there. They need to have an internet poll and rename it Cesar Chavez Lake.
Anyway, that's where we started the vacation last weekend. Spent some time out there. And then I came back for the 4th of July here because our little band, the Bird Dogs, was playing the Kiwanis Club fireworks show at Fouts Field in Denton. And
also with the Fix, I believe. They were playing it, too.
No, we were with a band called City Folk that was playing out there. The Fix was not there. They are coming to the Granada, though, in early August. Let's all get ready for that. But, so we came back for that on the 4th, and that was a pretty cool experience because, again, they're not there to see us, but they're there to see a fireworks spectacular. So by the end of the time we're playing, we play all the way up until they shoot the fireworks. Well, they estimate the crowd, we're down on the field on a big stage of set up on the field, playing to the west side stands. By the time that we finished playing, those stands were full and there was a huge crowd that had gathered on the field. So although they were there to see fireworks, you could just have the fantasy that they're there to see you, and we're playing before more than 12,000 people. That was pretty cool.
That's huge.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Now, are y'all still doing that thing where you're up in the harness and you fly over the crowd like Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
12,000, that's what Rihanna played in front of.
Yeah, right. We outdrew Rihanna. She had 12,001. I know we had more than 12,001 there.
If you were on the Peter Pan wire, can you imagine the nervous audience members underneath you?
Hoping it doesn't snap.
Instead of reaching up and trying to touch it, they're all ducking and trying to get out of the way.
So that was pretty cool. And then as we're playing our last song, they were really excited because they knew the fireworks were about to start. So again, you could play it in your mind. Wow, they really like us. But they're...
So you were the headline band right before the fireworks.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it was pretty big. So that was a real cool experience. Thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Denton.
Did they use the opportunity, they have Fouts Field, and they have all these fireworks, did they use the opportunity to use the fireworks to blow up Fouts Field?
That'd been a great way to put it to an end, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Beautiful ending.
Well, the thing is, they still need the track there, so they can't blow it up just yet, but...
And while you were on the Peter Pan wire, were you tumbling?
I wasn't on a Peter Pan wire.
You're in a free tumble and your clothes are coming off.
No,
and your shirt's riding up. You're trying to pull it down.
So the other thing that was cool about that is they do shoot them off from the east stands and then back on what were the old practice fields. That was the closest I've ever been to fireworks. And everyone who's there, I mean, they're just right above you. It was a great show. It went about 20 minutes or so. Fireworks spectacular on the 4th of July.
Fire a Roman candle out of your crotch.
No, I didn't do that.
That's a fun guy.
That's so redneck. Hey, watch this. No, I didn't do any of that. So then, before going back to the lake, had a couple days around here, and had a great time here in the Metroplex. Went to Hawaiian Falls in Roanoke. Water park, still a great thing, if you are the 12-year-old mindset like I am. And speaking of which, saw Zookeeper. During the break.
The Kevin James classic.
The Game Changer?
Not... the game changer that I had hoped. Couple of funny moments. It's worth taking your kids, you know, if they're between the ages of, I don't know, 8 and 13.
Eight and a quarter.
Something like that.
George on Twitter called it cute.
Yeah.
You said a movie was cute?
Well, for kids. I couldn't think of a better word. So, yeah, I got jumped on for saying that.
That's the word that your wife uses.
It's right. Yeah, I know.
Not you.
It's a decent summer movie to take your kids. It's not the game changer that I thought. Nick Nolte as the gorilla had some funny lines. There's some funny animal humor in there, and Kevin James had some funny moments. They just should have given the animals some better jokes in writing. But
wow,
anyway,
that's what you did for your summer vacation? Went to see Zookeeper?
That was just one of the things while I was here in the Metroplex. Went to Fort Worth for a day.
Wow.
That was good. I mean, I could go to Fort Worth once a week. I love Fort Worth.
You can.
Yeah, it's right there.
Well, it's
pretty
a bit
close.
Of a drive. Well, doing things in the Metroplex before we went back out of town. So we went back out of town knowing that we were going to be a part of the Buckets and Boots fundraising concert out in Palo Pinto County for the volunteer firefighters, and knowing that the likes of Randy Rogers, Stoney LaRue, Wade Bowen, Pat Green, Leanne Womack, Bobby Duncan were going to be there.
In other words, same old cast.
If you look out that window,
can I guess?
I'll show you what I rolled to Possum Kingdom, the second stint at Possum Kingdom.
A fire truck?
Nope.
Oh.
Not a fire truck.
A tour
truck.
Bus?
You'll look outside the window and you'll see.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Look right down there in the parking lot of Rivershawn Park.
A tour bus. Oh, gosh.
It's an RV. It's not technically a bus. It's a diesel pusher that you don't have to have a license, a special
it's
license
huge.
To drive.
Wait, you drove that?
Yes. And if you want to go down, I'll take you for a spin in Gordo's Corner.
Isn't that a Class A RV?
Yeah.
You got to have a special license for Class A RV.
No, for the bus you do. For that, you don't. Now.
That is a bus.
We need to change laws. You should. Because I've driven a couple of RVs before. Nothing like that mama bear out there. When I first started driving that thing and picked it up, I was like, I can't drive this thing.
That has more square footage than my apartment.
Yes.
Did you buy that with your bird dog money?
No, I didn't buy it. I just rented it for the weekend. Anyone can rent them for the weekend.
Wait, why did you rent one?
Well, because we're going to be out on a ranch. It's going to be 106 degrees. Need some place cool to stay.
Boy, that's money.
Gosh, I know. I can't burn. Even. I can't listen to you anymore.
I'm sorry. Where did you go on vacation?
I went to Africa.
Okay.
But I can't listen to you anymore.
And where'd you go, Junior?
I went to Bedford.
I didn't rent a bus to go to Africa.
I rented that bus for a lot less than what you paid to go for Africa or what you went to Costa Rica
I
for.
I won the Africa trip because I signed up for a free T-shirt at a bank.
Yeah, I went down there for free.
But let me tell you something. I'll take you in a spin in Gordo's Corner on that thing. I'd say let you drive it, but I'm
no way.
Just a couple hours away from turning it in without any major damage, so maybe I should drive. Going down the highway, you swear that you're hanging out into the other, both lanes on both sides, a good 8 feet. It just feels so mammoth. No one should be able to drive that unless they've been trained to drive a bus or something. Luckily, I have truck driver in my blood.
Whatever.
And
what does that mean? You got meth in your blood right now?
No, it means I'm meant to drive a big vehicle like
that. Lizard smeared on your lower belly.
And someday I will. And I did kind of get driving that did what's wrong with you? Driving that did give me the desire to follow up and be a truck driver someday or a bus
please.
Driver someday. I can do it.
You will never ever be a truck driver.
I was really good at it. Really good at it. Most
you
people,
just explained how you felt uncomfortable the whole time.
After getting over early panic, I was fine after about 5 or 10 minutes. And we give a knowing nod as truckers would pass me.
Whatever.
What's up, buddy? I got a rig.
You're taking up 20 parking spaces. That thing is illegally parked.
Well,
I hope it gets towed.
When bands come up and play the Wolf and stuff, they park over there. So we'll just say the Bird Dogs are playing up here this morning. We had to park it somewhere.
Now, you did this for the Bird Dogs one other time. You rented the Rock and Roll RV, right?
Yeah, that was a different one. That one, we just rented a bus and had a driver.
I was going to say, I thought that time you had a driver.
That was just for a day, and that put us in debt that we still hadn't gotten out of. And it basically, as I figured out over the weekend, the Bird Dogs are a tax write-off, is what they're turning into be.
It
is a
Any
major expense,
is.
And yeah, that's basically what it's turned out to be.
So, wait, give us the kind of the price here. What are we looking at for rental of
just a few hundred dollars a day.
Yeah. A few hundred dollars a day, and you rented this for a week?
No, just 3 days.
3 days at $400 a day.
Maybe even
you're in the neighborhood.
Maybe even five.
$500 a day?
No, not that much, no.
So 400 something.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Then you got taxes and
so it's basically $500 a day. $1,500 to pretend that you're in a real band.
That wasn't no. Well, that was kind of cool. The fact that it does kind of look like a bus, like a touring bus, but it's not.
But real bands, they don't have to drive their own bus.
I know. That's kind of spare when you drive your own bus. But it served a purpose. It kept us cool. My family was with us. We had a great time. And we were a part of something that was really cool. I know you guys aren't into Texas music, but if you are, lineup.
How are we not into Texas music? We're into it more than you are.
We love James McMurtry.
That's Willie
true.
Nelson, Waylon Jennings.
Okay. But you're not into you're not big fans of the guys I mentioned. Stoney LaRue, Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen.
Yeah, call me when you're decent.
You could name a Wade Bowen song if you had to, or Pat Green. Did get to meet Leon Womack. She was two performers after us. She went after Bobby Duncan.
She got that nose job yet?
But the point being, jeez, dude. But the point being, if you like Texas music, that was, throw us out of the equation, that was an incredible lineup. What an incredible 5 or 6 hours of music that was out in Palo Pinto County.
And don't throw you out of the equation.
Small.
Sounds like you're very much a part of the equation.
Very small part of it. But we did make a donation, and we helped raise over $500,000.
Wow.
That's what that thing raised. Those big-time artists, they donated their time and went out there and did that concert. And, man, it was awesome. They all put on a great show. And I got a signed firefighting helmet from the Possum Kingdom Volunteer Fire Department. That was pretty cool. And I got to talk to a lot of firefighters. Like I said, I talked to a number of people out there who knew Shannon Stone. There was some people there from Brownwood, and we're still very upset about that. In fact, Randy Rogers grew up with Shannon Stone. They were really good friends.
They're Cleburne guys.
And grew up in Cleburne, and he was very upset by that whole thing. But it was a great event and raised a lot of money.
Of course, it could have been $1,500 had you not rented the RV and donated that money.
I wrote a sizable check.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'll say that.
Oh, man, he's throwing money around.
What are you doing?
Like it grows on trees.
Well, I just tried to keep up with you guys and what you spent on vacation. So I said, okay, well, I can rent a bus. Yeah, that'd be good. And I'll donate. How about that? I'll donate to a worthy cause instead of
when you were driving that bus
or whatever you bought.
When you were driving that bus, were you lighting cigars with $100 bills?
Of course he was.
No smoking.
He was nude from the waist down.
No smoking.
This reminds me of what a friend of ours once said about George and Gordon, that they, when they wake up, they look in the mirror and they see a rapper staring back at them.
Gordon spends money like a rapper. I don't.
It's not true.
You want to go for a ride?
Huh?
You want to go for a ride in Gordo's Corner?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we get broadcast technology down there?
I doubt that. Helpful. Probably be cell phone technology, but
okay.
We'll have fun, though.
So I'm looking at the thing, Giorgio.
It's 40 feet long. The thing is mammoth.
I swear it's longer than that.
No, it's 40 foot.
That's not a bus.
No, it's an RV, Class A RV.
So it's like a regular, it's not like when we toured, who was that, Wade Bowens?
No, it doesn't have bunks in it and all that. It has a queen bed in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did I get a lot of action this weekend?
No, I didn't get any action. And it has, a couch fold up into a bed. And it has a little kitchen and a refrigerator and stuff.
Will you make really love cool. to me in that bus?
No.
On the queen bed. We'll both be queens together.
No.
Come on. Let's get it
on.
But
we'll take you for a ride, though. It's got a legitimate diesel horn, too. That thing is loud. It's really cool.
So let me ask you this, Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
In your rich ways, you ought to know the answer to this. Why do they put bathrooms on those things when you can't use them?
What do you mean you can't use them?
It seems like every one of those tour buses I ever go on, there's some rule that you can't use the bathroom in.
No, just no number two. That's the tour bus rules, no number two. You can one all you want.
So those things, why hasn't someone developed a system that can absorb number two?
You can do evil on it. You just don't want to do that to the rest of the bus or the RV.
Yeah, no number two and definitely no number three.
Wait.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the real bad number two.
Yeah, don't do any of that stuff on there.
All right, well, that sounds like quite an eventful vacation.
Yeah, it was really cool. And the thing is, I hope you guys feel this way. I feel like we were away for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I did so much. I did something every day and did so many different things and had so many great experiences. I feel like I've been gone for weeks.
I felt that way, too. I told my wife, this is the longest one-week vacation we've ever had. It felt like we were away, like you said, 3 weeks.
Isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah. Felt like I was gone for 2 weeks.
You were.
You were.
Oh.
Idiot.
So we're going to check into your vacation days. Too. What? You're doing it again somehow.
There's no one been more obsessed with my vacation days than you.
It's because you take
my
more
whole
than
radio
I do.
Career. Your preoccupation sure. at the end of the year is how many vacation days do I get?
I just want to make sure you're not getting away with something.
All right, tomorrow at 8:15, Gordo tells us about his African safari adventure, and Wednesday at 8:15, I'll tell you about my vacation and how I broke a rib.